With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A large law enforcement presence is currently on the campus of UCLA after violence erupted overnight between pro-Hamas encampments and counter-protesters. Just after 6 today, local time, university police said that the UCLA encampment is illegal and that everyone must leave the area or be arrested. California Governor Gavin Newsom issued a statement condemning the violence that unfolded Tuesday night. Protesters were hit with projectiles, fireworks, tear gas, and pepper spray, leaving several injured. Arizona Senate passes a repeal of the state's near-total ban on abortion.
14 Democrats were joined by two Republicans in voting in favor of the repeal. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is expected to sign it. The near-total ban permits abortions only to save the patient's life and provides no exceptions for survivors of rape or incest. In a ruling last month allowing the ban to take effect, the Arizona Supreme Court suggested doctors can be prosecuted under the 1864 law, which says that anyone who assists in an abortion can be sentenced to 2 to 5 years in prison. If the repeal bill is signed, abortion would be banned in Arizona after 15 weeks of pregnancy. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge makes an abortion ruling in North Carolina.
Some of North Carolina's government restrictions on dispensing abortion pills, like requiring doctors to prescribe and provide the drug to the patient in person, are unlawful because they frustrate the goal of Congress to use federal regulators to ensure the drug is distributed safely. That's according to a ruling by U.S. District Judge Catherine Eagles in Greensboro. Other restrictions on the drug mifepristone that were challenged, such as requiring an in-person consultation 72 hours in advance, an in-person examination, and an ultrasound before prescribing, are not preempted and can remain. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be in the United Kingdom this summer.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Birmingham and Glasgow during the month of June. In addition to a series of annual gospel festivals in this country, Graham regularly makes international trips. He's already held festivals in Poland and Mexico this year and is slated to preach in Italy this fall. His son Will is going to be busy as well, traveling to Australia and Canada for gospel festivals this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed ban on sex change operations for kids fails in the Kansas legislature. Republicans were unable to override Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's veto of the ban after two GOP lawmakers broke ranks and switched their votes. The bill would also have barred state employees who work with kids from promoting transgenderism to kids. That became a big issue for critics, with the two Republican lawmakers switching sides, saying the language was vague. This is SRN News. Also at SRNnews.com.
U.S. because the taillights may not illuminate. The company says a computer can falsely detect too much current on one or both of the lights, causing them to remain dark while the vehicles are moving. Federal auto safety regulators say that increases the risk of a crash. Rich Thomason reporting.
The beginning of the Change Healthcare cyber attack happened when hackers entered a server that lacked multi-factor authentication. That's according to UnitedHealth CEO Andrew Witty. He told U.S. senators in a hearing his company was still trying to understand why the server did not have the additional protection that guards against hackers guessing passwords. Witty says hackers unleashed a ransomware attack that encrypted and froze large parts of the company's system. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.